This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Drayton.
Welcome, coach. Welcome. Well, Glenn Academy traveled down to the home of Mickey Mouse and brought back a 33-14 win over Pomona of Colorado. Tell us your takeaway from the game.
It was a lot of fun to go down there, and especially you get an opportunity to play somebody we've never played before or would never have a chance to play. A team from Colorado, the number one ranked team from Colorado, the number 68 or 75 team in the nation. And Pomona High School coach Joe Madden did a great job, does a great job with those kids. It was just a whole lot of fun, a great experience. It's something I will do again with our kids to go out and play a national opponent like that. And, it was fun. I think if you talk to our kids, they had a great, they made some friends from the Pomona school. Just had a chance to go to the park and spend some time together. And it was a good trip all in all. Mm-hmm.
Did the getting off to the great start with the pick six by Kane Cruz, did that kind of reinforce your team that they could play with the top 75 team?
We felt like going in that we could. They were a big physical football team, but we played big physical football teams before. I don't think our kids are going to back down from anyone. It was a kind of a feeling out period between both teams, I believe. Just anytime you get a chance to get a big play, an explosive play like that, a defense or special team score, it kind of flips the game on its ear. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hurricane Hermine was churning just west of you guys down there. Did the weather play a role in any of your game planning for the game?
Yeah, I scheduled the game a year in advance, or 8 months in advance, because I knew that we were going to have a hurricane here at that time. A lot of people want to know how I was I had the forethought to do something like that. It's my hotline to God. He was right. Like, get out of town that weekend. But, not really. There's not a whole bunch you can do about that. You pack some extra towels, some ball dry, and you just show up and hope for the best when it comes with weather.
Right. It did seem you guys kind of went to the air a little more early on. Was that kind of keep Pomona from loading up the box or what?
Well, we felt like we had some matchup advantages out on the perimeter. We probably could have took even a little more advantage of it with our athletes at their quarterback position. I felt like Pomona really their front seven and their two safeties were as good as pretty much anybody you'll play in the state of Georgia. They're very good players. They're very physical. They run the ball. They tackle well. Their safeties are very active. But we had an advantage athletically outside on the corner. They had a young kid who was playing out there at corner, and their starter corner was hurt. So it was really, we just felt like with Quandre and Marvin and Devin Peacock and Randy Journey, and we had a chance to kind of get some balls up in the air to make some plays. And so we went into the game knowing that we wanted to do that 3 or 4 times.
Right. Yeah, I heard you. Was Quandre here last week at Mellow Mushroom?
He was, yes.
I heard you mention, say, get ready for the fade.
Yeah.
Was that the play on the second touchdown?
Yeah, it was. It was something we had talked about all week long. And, we got Quandre was cleared by the GHSA. It was kind of his first duty this week, so it was good to get him out there and have some success.
Okay, did he just move into town?
He had already moved in, but we had to go to a hardship hearing on him. His eligibility was denied initially, but we just basically had to go explain. When they do a hardship like that, you have to go explain why there was a move. It was a legitimate move.
Okay.
And once we did that, they cleared it.
Great. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. did that early success in the air, did that kind of help set up DJ on the long run and get the running game going later on?
You know, it kind of backed him out of there a little bit. But, you know, the way they play defense is a lot like us. They put their corners out there, and they're going to go play ball, and they're going to get the safeties involved in the run game. We knew that. We felt like we could get behind them on the post. On some seam routes, we missed a seam route. You know, you're not going to hit all those passes. If you throw 10 of them, if you hit four, you're lucky.
Right.
And I think at the end of the night, we're three of five on long throws, and that was pretty good. You know, we felt like we'd get behind the safeties and we'd get some jump balls in the perimeter. We had advantage in speed, and we had a lot more length at wide receiver than they did at corner.
Yeah, that's one kind of benefit that you have this year, adding Quandre and then also having Marvin Dallas already. Length at the wide receiver spot is really a blessing for you guys.
It is, and those kids are really good athletes, and you know, they just, the more they play, the better they get, and they need reps, and it's been exciting to kind of watch them get better every week, and we just keep making strides, and that's all I tell the kids. We practice with a purpose, and let's be better tomorrow than we were today.
Right. That sounded like, as the game went on, that you guys kind of wore Pomona down a little bit. Would you buy into that, or was it more of a just felt like the game was kind of out of reach?
I don't think it was they felt out of reach. I think we found some things, and you know, as we were, you know, Coach Harp does a nice job getting our offensive positions, getting some mismatch issues. We had done that. We started to establish a run game. We were getting some guys removed from the box. And we just kind of started handing it off out there. I think Kendall and Tyler Grant are two really good backs. Our offensive line started to develop. We got a hat on a hat and started driving some people out of there. And started having success running the football.
Now, I'll let you brag a little bit right now. On that same note, is your team getting to where you want them to be, really, with your strength and conditioning?
I think our kids are in good physical condition. I think, getting strong is kind of a process, and we've got to continue to work. We talk to our kids all the time about continuing to invest in the weight room because we want to be stronger in November than we are today. So that's one of those things that we're lifting throughout the season. Our kids have to do a great job, and they have to be self-motivated in the weight room because we want to be a better team in November than we are right now, and that comes – big part of that is working on the practice field, but another part of that is we want to be bigger and stronger. And that comes with an investment in the weight room. But I like the conditioning of our kids. We had a good summer workout. We did a lot of high-intensity interval training, some really tough workouts for our kids that I felt like it paid dividends here early in the season because I felt like we were really conditioned out when we were going out on the field.
Right. How much is it? Do you guys have a nutrition plan going on as well? Or?
We try to feed them everything we can. One of the big issues that we struggle with is nutrition with some of our kids. They just don't get enough to eat.
Right.
So what we do is we provide them protein shakes after we work out. They get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after they work out, after practice every day. Just try to get calories in. The biggest thing is just calories, 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 many calories they can. These kids need 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day during football season. And just some of them aren't getting that.
Right. Pomona was able to hang in early on, but mostly on big plays, it seemed like. How did you feel? Was it simply a case of Marquez and Borgie kind of making big plays, or was it something they saw?
I think that Borgie kid is a really good football player.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I've been doing this 20 years, and he's really good. he can play in any state in the country. Woo! Including Georgia. He's a 10-800 guy. I mean, to give you an idea, DJ's about 11-1.
Oh, wow.
He can fly. He's a 195-pound muscle.
Yeah.
He's a really nice kid. He and I connected after the game, and he's texted me a few times and talked about college recruiting. I was really impressed with him. I was impressed with their whole team.
Yeah.
I mean, their kids were, they were physical. They played hard. They did a lot of good things, but, I mean, he especially, if his mom and dad want to move to Brunswick, Georgia, they are happy to pay. I'll help them. I know a real estate agent, and probably can help them. I know a guy who works at Rich's CPAC. We might be able to help him get a job. No, I don't know.
No doubt about it. Anytime. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location for Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, last week I know you kind of mentioned earlier, but you talked about the size of the offensive line that Pomona had. How do you feel your defense kind of played against such a big and talented team?
You know, I think we played really well, outside of the two big plays. And really, it was just really good effort on that kid's part. I mean, I think we could have closed. We could have tackled better. But he's a heck of a player. But, you know, I think our defensive line hung in there against a big physical offensive line. We did a nice job of in their one back sets, closing off the inside zone. And we got our hands. We played a lot more zone this week than we did man coverage. We worked on some zone. It was good. We got our hands on some balls, kick balls up the air, got three interceptions. They did a nice job on the split zone versus us, and Coach Beal did a nice job the second half and adjusted on the split zone, and so we kind of limit their plays on that. But all in all, I felt like we played pretty well.
Right. You mentioned the three tip passes for interceptions. How do you feel like your defense has taken strides from game one until now, or is it just adding new things for them to the table for them?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think our fits have got to continue to get better. Our footwork's got to get better. I was watching film today, and we're doing a lot of good things, but our footwork can be better than it is. And that's one of the things that I'm, at the linebacker and defensive line position, we got to do a better job with our footwork because we're getting bad positions because of that. So it's something we got to go coach, and we discussed it as a coaching staff today. But all in all, our kids play really hard. They run to the football, and they try to make something happen when they get there. So, you've got to be excited by that, and our kids are coachable. They take pride in what they do. So I think we'll sit down with them, and the things that we give them to do, they'll try to work their tail off to make sure they're better at it.
Right. The footwork thing for your linebackers, is that something more where they're kind of just dependent on their athleticism or what?
Well, yeah, not really. Really, it's about, their stance, footwork, and their reads are kind of the most basic thing. And our footwork, we're crossing our feet up a little bit. We're hopping a little bit at linebacker instead of really shuffling our feet. We're not fitting as tight as we need to be. We're playing a little too lateral at some spots, and it's cost us early in the year, so it's something we really got to work out.
Right. Of course, on special teams, you kind of went with the pooch kicks on kickoffs. Is that something to just prevent the speed of Pomona on that, or to test the upman's hands, really?
Well, we didn't want to kick at the Gregorian kid back there. That was one thing. But, when we had the win in our back, we knew we could kick it in the end zone. So we kicked it in the end zone, and then we pooch kicked when we were kicking into the wind. It's really tough. I mean, to kick it in the end zone, we had a good stiff wind, but to kick it in the end zone against something like that. So we want to pooch and hang it up in the air and hopefully either get a turnover, which they actually put two on the ground or had a couple opportunities with the ball. Or, you get that good coverage, the guy catches the ball and gets tackled. A lot of times you get a fair catch there. So it limits the chance of return.
Right. You're listening to Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, we mentioned Borgie a couple times. He also kicks for them. Is he the fastest kicker you've ever faced?
He's pretty fast. I had one at Walton who was fast like that. He was like an all-state, all-American soccer player.
Oh, wow.
He could run. He was lightning in a bottle. But I don't know if he's quite as fast as Borgie. That kid, he can run, man. He's something. He's a really special player. For a kid to do all that, kick, punt. Play wide receiver, running back, and play in the secondary. He's tough as nails, and he's a heck of a high school football player.
Yeah. Now, having gone through this experience of traveling down to Orlando, is this something that you think you may want to do each year or every couple of years, or what's kind of your thought process on that?
You know, we just have to see. You know, one of the issues of doing this is that you lose the revenue game at home. So every other year you lose a home game. Then you make money for the school system. So that's one of the issues. And you know, right now our attendance is really good with Glenn Academy football. So that's something we have to look at and see. And that's a decision that's got to be made over my head when it comes to that's a Howard Van Steve Waters decision. I really enjoyed it. I love going down there. It's something I would definitely do again. I don't know if it necessarily would be next year. It might be in 2 years. It might be every other year thing that we do. To go down when we're going to have an away game and go down and play down in Orlando. But it's something I like to continue to do because I want our kids have a great experience with this. And that's beyond winning football games. That's kind of really what I want to do with our kids, make sure that they're having great experiences.
Yeah. Would the Porky Kell Classic be something similar along those same lines?
Perhaps. And we discussed playing in that. The situation wasn't right for us this year, for the next 2 years, really, with just the timing of the game, the slot that they wanted us to play in. We had discussed it. Early morning slot with Corbin Kell, we discussed the Macon, playing in Macon on Thursday night, and that's not really what I wanted to do. If I take my team to Atlanta, I want people from Brunswick to have a chance to drive down there. I think, you know, I'd like to see us play in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, and that's not really where when we discuss things, that's not really where we're trying to swap us up. And at the end of the day, it was kind of mutual that it wasn't working to work out, but I'd love a chance to go and play in the Corky Kell and take my team to Atlanta. To me, it's preparation for a playoff game.
Right.
You have to, you know, getting up and traveling the day of the game, doing those things. I mean, it's good for our team to learn how to handle those things, and you have to learn that every year. It's not something you can do every 5 years and expect kids to, you know, who weren't in the program to understand how to handle it.
Right. And I love how you kind of talk about, well, some of the kids haven't even been to Orlando before, just using that whole experience, life experiences for these kids.
Yeah, we had, you know, I think we took 80 kids, and 36 of them, I believe, had never been to the parks down there and had a chance to go to Universal and do all that. But, I mean, it was a lot. They had a great time, and I can tell all of our fans this, our kids were great. We didn't have any issues with them in the hotel room. We didn't have any issues with them in the parks. I can't tell you how many people complimented me on our kids and how well behaved they were. And I was, more than anything, I was really proud of how they handled themselves representing Glenn Academy and Glenn County.
Right. That's great. Now this week, of course, traveling again, heading down south to Chris Gilman Stadium down in Kingsland to take on Camden County. What are you expecting from the Camden County Wildcats this year?
Well, you know, I think we're going to get a great effort out of them. I mean, Camden doesn't start the season 0-2 very often.
Yeah.
And their game last week was canceled. I know they're dying to get on the field and show that they have a better football team than they've shown thus far. You know, their kids have a lot of pride in what they do. They have pride in their program, and so they're going to give us a great effort. I know their coaches are working their tail off. They've got a young team. I expect them to be better this week against us than they've been the last 2 weeks. They've made some mistakes, kind of like us versus Benedict team, and have lost games because of that. What's concerning is they do have some talent. You don't want a team to come out and fix the problems, and all of a sudden they're a bona fide football team when they show up on Friday night against you. And there's a possibility of that because they have a lot of good coaches and stuff.
Right. No doubt about it. We will be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Being an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law, Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mill and Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, Camden coming in game 0-2, given their history and the program pride. No one should expect Camden to kind of roll over this week, right?
They're not going to roll over. You know, Coach Coffey's a really good football coach. He played 13 games last year. They have a good staff. They're playing a lot of young kids. And when you play young kids early, they make mistakes. And what happens is they get better. They get better and better. And, you know, they've had a couple of weeks to improve and coach their kids. You know, obviously their game was canceled last week, and they're going to come home for the first time against us. It's going to be a big night for them, so they're going to play with great effort in front of their fans, and we're going to have to show up and play ball. I mean, they're, you know, it's still early in the year, and you know, this is the time of year everybody's coaching their tail off trying to make strides, and I know their coaching staff is.
Would it be fair to say that Canada may be more dangerous coming in, maybe desperate to get a win?
But, you know, I wouldn't say desperate. I don't use the term desperate very often. I think their coaches are very confident, mature coaches, and they understand that you know, you play tough teams. I said this at the beginning of the year. We started with four really tough teams. The chance when you play four really good teams right in a row is that you can go 0-4. That's a chance. And you can go 0-4 and be really good, but you've lost to four really good teams. And Camden County is the same way. I mean, Oak Leaf is a heck of a football team we worked against in this summer. Venice is a really good team. You know, they're playing us in Brunswick. I mean, it's when you play good teams, you risk losing. But you gain something with it. I've seen their kids improve from week one to week two. And I would imagine with the last 2 weeks of work, they probably got better.
Right. You kind of mentioned it already, but it seems like you've kind of finally caught up with Camden a little bit. Is that what you kind of seen, like you said, on film? The talent is there, but it's just young talent, inexperienced. Is that what you're kind of seeing?
Well, you know, I think nobody can win forever. Nobody can just have runs of talent over and over again. And you know, just however it works. Sometimes that happens. It'll happen. It'll happen to Camden County. It'll happen to Lowndes County, to Colquitt County. It'll happen to Glen Academy. It happens to everybody. Sometimes you just get groups of kids that just aren't as talented as the ones you had in the past, and sometimes you get really talented groups. And for whatever reason, Camden's defensive talent is young right now. And, you know, they got a lot of young kids playing, so they're making some mistakes, but I suspect that they'll continue to improve, and by the end of the year, they're going to be a really good football team.
Right. Have they changed anything? Are they still, triple option on offense? And
they're a wing T team, offensively, 3-5-3 defensively, and they're not going to change what they do because good coaches don't do that.
Right.
And one of the things that everybody always talks about is, hey, you should throw the ball more. You should do this. It's not as easy just to go, hey, I got an idea. Let's throw 50 passes this week. The last time the Glen Academy Red Terriers threw 50 passes, we got beat 22-0. Everybody always wants to call, let's throw some more passes. Throwing passes is fine and dandy if you're really, really good at throwing passes. We got one of the best players in the country at quarterback, a really good tailback, some really good players on the perimeter to pitch the ball to. We're really good at running the football. That's what we're really good at. And we throw the ball over people's heads. And whether we win, lose, or draw, that's what we're going to focus on because that's what I believe in. Camden County is a wing T team. They've been a wing T team for 20 years. And there's nothing wrong with the football plays that they run. They've won. Other teams are running them and winning with them. It's just a matter of execution. Their coaches are going to stick with what they do. They're going to coach their kids better until they improve, and they're going to win football games. That's what good coaches do. Good coaches don't panic in the middle of the year and go, we start 0-2. Let's scrap what we've done for 20 years and put a whole new offense and defense in. It doesn't work that way.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, does Glenn Academy kind of look at this game as a way to stake their claim as the team in Southeast Georgia, or is it just a chance to go to 3-1?
I don't really worry about that. None of that stuff matters till the end of the year, to be honest with you. I want to win the game because that's in front of us. It's Camden County. I don't think Glenn's beat them in like 30 years or something like that. That's a reason for us to go get our make sure that we play well. But, you know, we want to get to the point with the program that those things are immaterial to us. That our kids are mature enough that they understand that we're playing this team on Friday night. That's who's there. It doesn't matter if it's Camden County. It doesn't matter if it's East Jackson. It doesn't matter. Our preparation is the same. Our focus is the same. Our intensity is the same. And when we get to that point, we'll be a truly great football program.
Right. Looking back to last year's game, it felt like you guys really had the game in hand except for a couple of special teams plays. Have you kind of worked on anything on that, or does it help having McMaster not there anymore, things like that?
We're not going to practice covering kicks this week. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Last year, August, this is football, and you're dealing with teenagers. August kicks the ball in the end zone 99% of the time, and for whatever reason, that night, he low-line drive to a really good player. And it's not something you can plan for. If we'd have played that game 100 times, we probably kicked it in the end zone both of those times. And sometimes guys have an off night, they have a bad night, and everybody's got else has got to run down and make the tackle. And we didn't do that. And one of the things was personnel on our kickoff team. We swapped out some personnel. Our coverage was better. But we had a lot of opportunities in that game to make plays and win that game. And we didn't. It's one we let get away. We hope to be a step better this year and take home the win.
All right, saw the pictures on Facebook, you guys hanging out at Universal, having fun. What was Rocky Hidalgo's favorite ride at Universal?
Golly, I don't know. I was kind of limited. I got kicked off some rides because I had a back brace on. Because they told me I couldn't. They told me I couldn't ride. What was that thing? I don't know. It was like a kids' ride. The guy kicked me off. I rode roller coasters with my back brace, and they kicked me off a kids' ride. 18-year-old kid, probably a 16-year-old kid, kicked me off a kids' ride. That was disappointing. He came and said, "Sir, old people with back braces don't ride the ride." We had a good time. I spent a lot of the day dealing. You know, when you have 100 kids in the park, and they're in two parks, and they're spread out.
Yeah.
Every time an issue pops up, they text me. I spent the majority of my day chasing down, I lost my ticket. How do I get in the park? My meal pass isn't working. I got to ride about 5 rides and spend some time with my kids, and it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And one last thing, I guess in the games yesterday, you had a 109-yard field goal return. Is that allowed in high school?
No, it's once it crosses the goal line, it's a dead ball, basically. It's a touchdown.
Before the end zone, it would be?
What's that? Before the end zone, yes. Once it touches the goal line, it's a touchdown. So if you caught it on the 1-yard line, you could return it. And it's always neat to see those things.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting is, you've got on the field goal team, you've got a bunch of big fat kids. And here this guy, when the guy caught the ball, there was about a 1.5-second delay. And then 10 fat kids went off. crud. I got covered. And you just saw their bellies kind of shake as they started getting gear, and they just couldn't out. They couldn't get out and catch that guy.
No.
So that was one of those things. And I'll tell you, that's on the coach, because you go kick a long field goal, you got to tell them it's too late after the kick is kicked to tell them to cover. You got to tell them before, remember you've covered. So that's a reminder for me to coach our kids, hey, we got to practice covering field goals, long field goals.
Right. Yeah, there was an actual, like you said, second and a half, they just stood there and were like, oh, wait a second, he's coming back this way. All right, well, that'll appreciate it. Good luck, coach, this Friday night. Everybody head down to Chris Gilman Stadium down in Camden. Watch the Red Terriers take on the Wildcats. Thank you for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.